As Doug mentioned, I'm going to work for the BIC Church as the Director of Ministry Operations. I'm looking forward to a new challenge, but I'm acutely aware of what our family is losing in this wonderful community we've been blessed to be part of. Over the past few months, I sensed the Lord leading me to a different kind of challenge, but I never considered going to another church. If I were to stay a pastor, this is where I would want to be. So as we trust the Lord, I recognize that a new challenge would be good for my growth and development, and a new pastor would be good for West Heights' growth and development. Kim and I have so enjoyed the past 16 years serving as the pastoral couple, this church. Our first day was 9/11, so it was a memorable beginning. We came here with a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. My kids have grown up here. I too have grown up here. Kim and I love this church. We'll always have a special place in our heart. Kim and I are happy that we're not moving. We get to stay in town. So there'll be opportunities to see all of you on occasion. We won't be leaving until the end of September, so I look forward to the final months when we can reminisce and think of the great times we've had together. Thank you.
We're grateful for 16 amazing years of service for Todd, Kim, and the kids. We've been blessed to have them and to be under Todd's leadership. We are confident in what God will do. If God is opening a door for Todd into a job that seems perfect for his gifts and abilities, then he will also provide something new for West Heights that is perfect for our next stage of our growth. BIC Canada will be assisting and guiding us through the pastoral search process. And on July 9th or 16th, we will have another announcement about the next steps. So for now, let's take the time we need to take in this news. And after that, let's spend the time between now and September in gratitude for our time with the Lesters and in celebrating Todd's ministry here. On an administrative note, there are 22 children's ministry leaders on the lower floor today, who have just received the same announcement a few minutes ago. Charlene asked that the parents give them a few extra minutes before going down to pick up your children today. Now, would you close our service in prayer?
I want to ask Todd and Kim if you'd come up. We want to pray for you. We are so grateful. This has been a wonderful, wonderful chapter in the history of our church, and I know all of us are so grateful to be a part of it. So, you know, the Bible talks about laying on of hands when people need healing or if they're sent out on a new mission. And I really believe that Todd is going on a great mission. He's going to bless other pastors. He is a pastor of pastors, you know, a creme de la creme sort of thing. And he will be a blessing to so many other people and ultimately to bless our world, to help to multiply the kingdom and spread the word of God. So that's a wonderful thing. So I'm sort of thinking that whether you're comfortable or in your heart, maybe you want to reach out a hand. And let's just pray for Todd and Kim. God, we thank you for what Todd has given to our congregation. He has led us through a very positive chapter in our church. Lord, we have grown under his excellent teaching. He's modeled faithfulness in front of us in so many ways. We have been encouraged to use our gifts and to really live out what we believe. We've been empowered to follow you more closely, and we've grown closer to one another as well. Lord, our community is stronger, and many people in this Kitchener area have experienced your power and your love because of Todd's ministry, and we have been so blessed. We thank you for Kim's faithful, positive spirit and how she and Todd have modeled a strong marriage and have both used their giftedness for our benefit. And we pray for Todd and Kim, Brittany and Brooklyn, as they make this transition together over the coming months. We also thank you that you have good things in store for us as a congregation. We know that you know who will be the next pastor, and you will lead us to the right person. We trust you, and we are excited for what comes next. God, you call all of us. You call Todd, and you call the rest of us to expand our influence according to the gifts that you've given us. And we pray for a special blessing on Todd as he moves into a role of greater responsibility in our denomination. We know that you want to bless other pastors to foster growth of your larger church to be a blessing in many communities. So in this season of transition, we look to you with optimism, with gratefulness, and with faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to conclude the service just with a quote from Henry Cloud, who said, "God is taking us somewhere, and tomorrow has a purpose that today is a part of." So we look to him for the future. Have a great day.